This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2186, Call Someone Out versus Call Out to Someone.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In today's episode, we answer a listener question about the difference between call someone out and call out to someone. The two sound the same, but they are very different. Listen in today to make sure you use them correctly in English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, what's shaking?
Hey, Lindsay, not too much. How are you?
Feeling fantastic. What's going on in New York these days?
Ooh, well, it's been getting more beautiful, the weather, but then it's been raining like crazy the past couple of days, so that's no fun. But it's okay. It's all part of the fun. Lindsay, have you had to call anyone out recently for some sort of negative behavior or situation to call anyone out?
There is someone I need to call out in my family. I haven't done it yet. I am afraid to. I need to do it. So
yeah, that can be tough. Well, good luck, whatever it is.
Thank you. What about you, Michelle? Any nerve-wracking conversations?
Yes, actually, there is one conversation I'm not even going to say about who it is that I constantly need to call someone out for. And but every time I get nervous and I don't do it. So
it's so hard with family, isn't it? It's so hard.
Yeah. Well, this isn't family, but
okay. Friends. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. All right. It's okay. I'm just, so I need to get that courage. I have done it once before, but anyway, not the point. So guys, remember to hit follow wherever you listen to the All Ears English Podcast so you never miss anything from us. And one of the fun things that we've been doing on this show has been our Spotify key polls. We just did one yesterday. That was super fun. Listen to that as well. The episode 2154, that was from Monday, February 26th, so a little while ago, we did a fun poll. This episode was called Never Arrive Empty-Handed, American Party Etiquette. Lindsay, do you want to share the poll and the results?
Yeah, this is super interesting. So our audience, we asked you again, would you rather do X or Y, right? So would you rather be a guest at a party or host a party? So the results are 83% of you would rather be a guest at a party. Wow. That's interesting. And 17% would rather host a party. That's really interesting. I think I'd rather host a party in a way.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not sure what I said in that episode, but my mind changes all the time. I just think it's kind of fun to have people in your space. Sometimes I feel more confident when I'm hosting rather than attending a party. It's your space. You're not in someone else's home. I don't know. Maybe that's a weird opinion.
No, it's not a weird opinion. 17% of listeners agree with you. I think it's easier to be the guest. I like to be the guest, but I do like being home so that I don't have to go home at the end.
Right. And you're already home.
It's cold.
But the only problem is you do end up spending, you know, sometimes more in the summer, we'll host people out on our patio. Yeah. You do end up spending like most of the day cleaning and preparing for the party, you know?
Right. Well, the other day we had some friends over to play with the kids and we cleaned so much because it was a disaster. we cleaned so much. It was, we were imagining like, you know, the song, the chicken dance in the background.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because these were last minute plans. So started cleaning and they came over and then of course it's kids, right? So everything becomes a mess anyway. But I was thinking, I'm still glad that they came rather than we went there because it was raining really, really hard.
Oh, that's the advantage. Yeah.
So that was the advantage that we didn't have to deal with the weather and we were just in our own space. So
Love that. All right. So thank you for participating in the poll, everyone. Go ahead and check out today's poll. There is a poll for every episode on Spotify. So go and make your voice heard. All right. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, today we have a great listener question about the phrasal verb to call out. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Lindsay, could you read the question for us?
Oh my gosh, yes. This is from June Ting. And June Ting says, I've been watching All Ears English for 2 years. So June must be a YouTube watcher. I love that. Yes. Everyone, don't forget that you can catch All Ears English on YouTube. Every episode is now on YouTube. So check it out over on YouTube. I love all of the awesome episodes you've made. If possible, could you please make an episode to get deep into the phrasal verb, call out? I've heard a lot about this phrasal verb. It seems that it has many different usages, such as call something out, call somebody out, call out on something. I really have no idea how to use this phrasal verb correctly. Thank you for the explanation in advance. Looking forward to your new episode and kind regards from China, June Ting. Wonderful question.
Thank you, June. Yeah, this is a good specific one. So let's do it. Let's get into it. So
yes,
call out. Call somebody out. There's a few ways this is used, but we're going to focus on two main ones today.
Great.
So the first one, to call out, this is a little bit different. To say, to shout for something.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So for example, she called out to him, but he didn't hear her. That's really important, the order, right? She called out to him.
Exactly.
Called out to him, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Because if you said she called him out,
different.
That would mean the second thing. Okay. So the second meaning is to tell someone something they did was wrong, maybe with some demand for them to say why something happened. You want to get an explanation. So for example, I have to call you out for what you said earlier.
And then everyone's thinking, oh, here it comes, right? Here's something negative. Here's something. Yeah. Interesting how these seem so similar, but they're so different, Michelle.
Right. Right. Do you think you use one more frequently than the other? Or when you hear, if I just said talk about call out, which one are you thinking?
I would think the second one.
Yeah.
Call someone out for something. Yeah.
Right.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it is. I think it is more common to use it in that way. When I hear it, that's the first thing I think. But I did want to highlight this other way.
Yeah.
And then we can talk more about that. But I think they're both, for the most part, pretty common. But I think about someone behaving in a negative way that you need to get them to stop doing.
No, yeah. I think there's a time and a place for call out to someone. Maybe you would read that in a book, like a mystery novel, calling out to someone and the person wasn't anywhere to be found.
Right.
Different contexts for sure. So it's not that it's not common. It's just specific to certain situations. And I feel like in our lives these days, to call someone out is more relevant. You know, we see people getting called out in the media all the time.
Yeah.
Right. For comments they make, that kind of thing. That's also applicable to this phrasal verb.
Absolutely. So, well, this example shows one other context where you might hear call out in the first way.
Okay.
I'm going to call out all the names of people who haven't submitted their registration.
Yes. Yeah. Or you might think in school, the teacher calls out the names of the kids who need to retake the test or something, right? Dramatic.
Yeah, right. So that is a way that you might hear it with that context. Mm-hmm. Lindsay, what's another example?
All right. So he thought he got away with cheating, but his teacher called him out after class. So that would be the second meaning, right, Michelle? That would be the second meaning. Is that?
Yep. Exactly. Yep. She told him she did something wrong. Maybe he thought he got away with it, but nah, she called him out.
Yes. Nice. Is this formal, informal, Michelle, business, life? What do we think?
I think it's anything. I think this is very versatile. Yeah. I think it's just a regular phrasal verb and it can go any direction. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think nowadays, as we say on Business English all the time, we bring human language into business. So 100%, I could see this being used in the business world. Call someone out.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So perfect. So let's talk about some other ways that we would use the first use, because we were saying it might not feel as common. Right. So here we go. So another thing you could say is shout out or shout.
Yes.
I shouted her name, but she didn't hear me.
Yes. Shout out to someone, right? Mm-hmm. Yell to yell at someone is a little bit different, but I guess, could you say yell out to someone? I suppose you could.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, I yelled out to you because I saw that you were about to cross the street and cars were coming.
Sure. You could say that. Mm-hmm. And what about another one?
Another one is announce. So this is the one in the example of the class. Maybe we're calling out some names.
Right.
So you could also say, I'm going to announce the names of the people who haven't completed their registration.
Yeah. But the important thing to note here is we do not say announce out to someone in that same way. Just announce the
Good
name.
Point.
Announce something, announce someone, right? Yes. Announce the winners, that sort of thing, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Okay, Michelle, what's next?
So now we're going to go over to the second part where we talked about calling someone out for doing something. So this one, it was a little bit harder for me to find a synonym because I think this one is so useful, but these could work. So the first one is to name someone for something.
Yeah. Interesting.
But I just don't. Yeah. To name. Well, you could say name the blame or.
right. Naming names. But I don't,
right. Exactly. Or to have someone answer to you.
Okay, so I'm thinking, to have someone answer to you or to blame someone. But yeah, there's not a lot. That's the thing about phrasal verbs. There are not a lot of synonyms for phrasal verbs because that's why they're so complicated.
Yeah.
They're so specific.
Right, exactly. You know what? I'm going to take out name. I'm not sure really what I was thinking there when I wrote it. I know I had something in my head, but do you?
No, I was just going to say, Michelle, for another episode, let's teach the phrase, I'm not naming names.
Nah.
I love that. It's so good. And it's funny. And
I'm not naming names. That is fun.
I'm not naming names, guys. Please hit follow on All Ears English because you will love that episode coming soon this spring. Good stuff. I think there's not a lot of other things that we could say to call someone out for something.
Right? It's perfect. I can't think of a better one.
Yeah. So that's the one. That's it. It's call someone out. That's the one you have to use, guys.
Right? Yeah. So here we go. Let's do a role play and show how this is used. So here we go.
Here we go.
Here we are, camp counselors.
All right. Here we go. Okay. So did you announce the plans for the day?
I did. I had to call out some of the campers for not paying attention.
Ugh, they never do. I always have to shout so they'll listen.
Same. You know, I saw you the other day.
Why didn't you say hi?
I tried. I called out your name, but you were on the phone.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry. I won't blame you.
Next time, just yell louder.
Okay.
Nice. So maybe we were in town or something. We had a day off, right? And we were both downtown or something and you saw me. Okay, interesting. So first I said, okay, so did you announce the plans for the day? And so this is more similar to the first call out the plans, right?
Right. And then I said I had to call out some of the campers for not paying attention. So I had to scold them. I had to... Yeah. Tell them to stop it.
Yeah, exactly. And so when it comes to separating that and putting the pronoun in the middle, we can do that because they call them out. Mm-hmm. And you could also say call the campers out. It feels a little more cumbersome to me to say that. I would tend to put a pronoun only, call him out, call her out, call them out, rather than call the campers out, call my teacher out, call my coworker out. It works, but it's just a little cumbersome, I think.
Mm-hmm. And then you said, I always have to shout so they will listen.
I always have to shout so they will listen. And then you said, I tried. I called out your name. So that was the first meaning, but you were on the phone.
Mm-hmm. And you said, don't worry, I won't blame you. Mm-hmm. So you're joking around.
And then I'm saying, next time, just yell louder.
Lindsay, right?
Nice. Yeah, perfect. All right, what's our takeaway for today? First of all, hit follow because we're going to have a fun episode about that phrase and maybe a few others naming names.
That is a fun one.
That's a good. Fun one. Maybe there are others that are similar to that. Like you repeat a word. I don't know. We'll talk about it, Michelle. But good stuff coming up on All Ears English. And any takeaway for today's episode with the difference between these two?
Mm-hmm. Well, again, like we said, Lindsay and I both agreed that to call someone out is more common in the second definition that we discussed today, that we are telling someone they did something wrong, telling them we found out about their behavior, someone's cheating, you call someone out. Okay. But call out in the other way is still used sometimes. We gave you some other options, but when we tried to give other options for calling someone out for negative behavior, it was tough. So we want you to know that that is definitely the best option.
Yeah, that one is very precise and specific. Yeah. So I would say takeaway, start using that one to call someone out. Think about who, is there someone in your life, your family, your friends that you need to call out for something, some kind of behavior. Think about it, talk about it. Yeah. You don't have to do it if you're not ready, but just use it in context, right? Use this phrasal verb in context, Michelle.
Yes.
And then bring your stories.
Yes. Please do. Please do. All right, Lindsay. This was fun. Thank you so much to June, our listener, for this great question and for listening always. And everyone have a great day.
All right. Take care, Michelle. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.